My name's Nikki, and I haven't used a period in 3 months.
Welcome back to the fucking Fresh Cuffs podcast. Woo-woo! My name is Josiah Hodson. This is my viciously circumcised friend, Tony. And we got Miles on the mic.
Hey, what's up?
Dude, so much has happened since we did this last.
It's been a minute.
It's been April was the last episode.
Our four fans episode? Forgot April. About us.
Jeez, boys.
You forgot about me, whore.
I got married, son.
Exactly. So Tony got tied down.
I got whipped.
Dude, should we talk about how whipped he got? It's currently, what, like 9 o'clock? And this man has to go home in an hour.
Ooh.
To be in bed by like 10.
I've been gaslighted because I want to go home.
What the hell, bud?
Oh, it's bad,
it's
bro.
It's bad.
Bro.
I've been brainwashed.
You've been not doing a podcast with your boy.
I am sorry.
Also not been getting laid a ton.
Hey.
Hey. Got him.
Hey, hey, hey.
So how is the marriage been treating you?
Is this live?
Yeah, yeah. It's live streaming right now.
It's been great, dude. It's been great. it's been really good.
Okay, I paused the live stream. How's it been?
It's been good, dude.
Oh,
I'm trying to be serious.
Okay, no, let's roll it back a bit. Let's talk about the wedding.
The wedding? What happened at the wedding, Joe?
Fuck if I know.
So I'll tell you what happened at the wedding.
Break it down for
me. We were all up front. Me mm-hmm. and Miles and Joe and some other fake friends of mine.
Woo! Got him.
So the dude on the end. Yeah, he just puked a lot. So Hannah was about to walk down the aisle. My beloved.
No!
My
that's
beloved.
What it was?
My, yes. She was. Oh, she had just started coming out the back. Like, oh, I could no. just see
really?
Her.
I did not know this.
I didn't
part.
Know this
that's terrible.
I could oh, just no. see her. I look over to my left because that's where she's coming from.
Right.
And I see Matt holding his hand to his mouth.
No.
And there's just puke running out of his
no.
nose. Out of his
no.
nose, dude.
That's so gross.
Oh, that's awful.
I didn't know what
that's
to do, dude.
So gross.
And he oh, held God. It together. His wife came up and kind of cleaned up his puke. I didn't oh. see any of that.
Boy.
There was a lot of puke. He puked over Mike.
Yeah.
Well, I'm yeah. so glad that's the only person that puked at your wedding.
Yeah!
Yeah, Joe. Drink. That is the
I,
only person
I didn't puke.
Who puked at Tony's wedding.
I didn't puke at Tony's wedding.
So I was dropping groomsmen like flies, yo. Y'all just started disappearing. I
didn't
know what
puke
happened.
At your wedding. I don't remember puking at your wedding.
If you don't remember it, folks, it didn't happen.
So me and Hannah go and take pictures with our photographer right. between uh-huh. the wedding and the ceremony and like the reception.
Uh-huh.
We walk back into the church where we're getting married, and we see this like trail of puke just leading to the bathroom.
It was literally a trail of puke.
There was no breaks in it. It was like someone laid it out perfectly, dude.
And oh, it's so gross.
At that point, Hannah didn't really care, but I was like, I'm gonna follow this, see where this leads.
No,
who's throwing up in the bathroom? But so I follow this trail. Leads right to the bathroom, walk in. Joe's in there acting all happy, dude. He's like,
no,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you were literally in the bathroom. And
wait,
I
no,
came
you
in.
Came.
I came in, remember?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like probably a good 15, 20 minutes after that happened, I think it was just probably Janie. So it was like, yo, where's Joe at? And yeah. I looked over at Nikki and she's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, well, oh boy, I know what happened. So I go downstairs again and I come across this trail of puke and I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Not Joe. Mind you, I probably haven't seen Joe throw up in what? Probably 2 years?
The dude can't even get drunk.
The dude can barely get drunk. It's impressive. And then I go into the bathroom and he's like, hey, bud. Hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, bud. You good? I mean, everyone's upstairs like getting ready to eat here. You good, bud? He's like, oh, yeah, I just need to go out to my car. And then he turns around and I'm like, oh, shit. There's puke all over the front of his shirt. And I'm like, all right, bud, we'll go out to your car. So I take him out to his car and he's all happy. Gets in his car and changes his shirt and then comes back in and proceeds the drunk dance like a mother freaking idiot.
He danced your ass off that
night.
I remember
that part.
That was the funnest dancing I've ever done, dude.
I fucking loved that.
I'm not
going to
lie. That was very impressive.
My girl was fuming.
Listen, this was the best part. The whole time that you were like in the bathroom throwing up, Miles was like trying to keep me away from the bathroom. He was doing his best, dude.
It was your freaking day. As the best man, I tried to make sure it was your day.
I feel so bad.
Nah, dude.
I still legitimately...
He's saying that for the podcast, but he genuinely doesn't give a fuck.
Look, I don't give a fuck about the fact that I threw up at your wedding. I give a fuck about the fact that you had to find out about it at your wedding. And I kind of give a fuck about the fact that I just ditched my girl to throw up in a bathroom the entire time.
But then you danced, bro. You made up
then
for
it. Then I danced, but she had already left at that
point.
You
definitely danced your ass off.
But then...
You danced your ass off.
I drove home.
What?
Apparently.
Oh, I thought Miles took you home.
I took me home.
You were getting better by the time you
also
left.
I there was a fucking plant in my car when I got home.
Yeah, it was our favors, dude. Yeah, we gave out succulents as favors.
Gave out succulents.
Where the fuck did the plant come from? It was so ugly. It was the ugliest succulent. It was the ugliest succulent I've ever seen in my life.
We paid so much damn money to have succulents just freaking favor.
It sucked. It was so ugly. I killed it within a month. I didn't know you could kill succulents. I fucking killed it. It had like 3 leaves to start with, and there's like 7 dead leaves in the pot. I don't know where the other leaves came from.
Oh, God.
It has like 2 leaves at the top, little tiny ones. It looks like an asparagus now.
I fucking
hate that plant, dude. I hate that plant so much.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that was hilarious. It's funny too, because like I walked out of there without a succulent, and I was like, Joe, let's leave. And he's like, no, fuck you, I'm going back to get a succulent. What the fuck?
Son, I have no memory of that whatsoever.
You literally let me walk outside by myself and went back to get the ugliest succulent ever.
Oh God, I hate that.
Did you
plan.
Wake up drunk the next morning?
No, I woke up feeling great, actually.
Oof.
And then I got a text from my girl.
Do you want to talk about it, bud?
Nope.
Well, I mean, at least you guys are still together. I mean,
barely.
It's a thin line, man.
The succulent's like a voodoo doll of our relationship. Every leaf that falls off is like a countdown timer.
Oh my gosh.
Well, from the sounds of it, you got one more leaf to go.
Well, it's one and a nubbin. It's a little nubbin.
Wait, you still have the plant, though?
Yeah, it's a horrible, dude.
I killed mine. I killed mine very quickly.
Dude, I didn't know you had to water succulents.
You don't.
Well, they fucking died.
You overwatered it, bro.
I didn't put any water on it. And then it was like dead, so I put like a lot of water on it. Oof. And I didn't know it had holes in the bottom, like the little pot thing. So it just poured all over my TV, all over my speaker, all over my feet.
Oh man, that's funny.
I watered it 3 times already. All in the same day.
Oh my gosh. Wait a second, you're telling me after the first time you watered it and seen the water pouring out the bottom, you were like, alright, fucking bet, let me put more water in this thing.
The dirt was all dried up and I figured it might need more moisture.
Hey, I have a question, Joe.
Yes.
It's probably gonna get us canceled. Are you retarded? I mean,
listen. You can't be waterboarding your succulents like that, bud.
Look.
Was that the only favor you got that night, Joe?
I don't fucking know.
From the sounds of his relationship,
the only one
yes.
I found in my car. I made friends and bet like $2,000 on Logan Paul.
Jeez, with me?
I don't know who they were, but apparently I put a lot of money on Logan Paul to beat Mayweather, and I never texted them ever again.
They all listen to the podcast. It's all right.
Hi, guys. Forget about that.
Backing up, the wedding was amazing in all seriousness. It was like the best day ever. Miles came and worked for me. I mean, you're moving to Idaho, but it's been amazing, dude.
That's awesome. You guys seem really happy together.
We are really sad. Happy. Really happy. It's at 9:30 yet. I gotta go home, dude.
Oh my. Look, I know your girl doesn't know you're hanging out with me. If she did, she'd flip her shit. But yeah.
It's a game in Idaho, bro.
Wait.
What's up?
She's in New Jersey?
Nah, she knows Jersey.
I was gonna say, what the fuck?
No, she just doesn't like me. It's fun. I love you, Hannah. Someday you will like me too.
We know.
Someday.
When you're in Idaho.
The farther I am away, the more she likes me.
Man, I miss Joe.
Hey, it's okay. I feel like we all have that one friend that our girl just despises.
Yeah. Oh, no, we definitely all do.
You don't have a girl. Shut the fuck up, Miles. You haven't gotten laid in fuck knows how long.
That's a good point.
Oh, boy.
My man has a pad, and
hey,
he's still
listen,
not even getting...
I'm going to go in cliches. I'm working on myself, and I'm taking this
Joe,
to myself.
Miles, you're in a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
Joe, I have a story about Miles.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
The other week, me and Hannah were over here. Miles is making us food and shit. And Miles is, like, getting used to this whole, like, having his own house shit and all that. And he asked Hannah, he's like, hey, would it be weird if I, like, keep, like, a big box of, like, tampons and, like, pads and shit in the bathroom?
I remember this. Hold on. Let me tell this story.
No, I feel like I want to hear Tony's side of the story first.
No, I don't think you fucking do.
I think I want to hear Tony's side of the story first. Keep going, Tony. Right,
fuck you, Tony, but I am going to rebuttal this.
Okay.
That's pretty much the end of the story, bro. He just asked.
God damn it, dude. I just stood up for you. Fuck.
I want to hear Miles' side because it's...
Fuck, dude. This is such a non-story.
Like, it really is. Fuck
dude,
you,
that
Tony.
The lamest story I've ever heard. So the other day, Miles was asking my wife if he should put tampons in his bathroom. Guys, this is good content.
I hate being the oldest fucking person here.
This is great content, guys.
Suck my balls, Tony. Suck my balls.
Damn it.
Now, the other week, I've had a stash of like pads and tampons and shit in my bathroom for a minute. But my girl fucking used them all. Anyway. Yeah. She sent me out to the store to get her tampons or pads. Like she said, either one will work, just whatever you can find.
Wait, did you ask her what size her vagina was?
No, because I've heard a lot of guys getting made fun of that. But I came home with apparently she pulled the pads out that I brought. They were so fucking huge. I just saw max protection and I got them. Straight up diaper. Apparently they were for old women. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's nasty, bro. That's funny. Did Oof. She use them, though?
Once.
She hasn't had a period since.
Yeah, she just stopped. She swore off periods after that. She's 6 months clean.
Hi. Oh, my name's Nikki, and I haven't used a period in 3 months.
So, Nikki, how has your life changed since you stopped using the period?
Been kind of dry.
Oh man. Yo, your girlfriend's gonna come and beat all of our asses.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's funny though.
Wow.
Oh god.
How do you feel about moving to Idaho? Are you hyped? Are you like,
dude,
this is kind of scary?
I can't fucking wait.
So I heard like DMT's baby sister is legal out
Salvia
there.
Is legal in Idaho.
Salvia.
Bitch, I am gonna get so fucking high in Yellowstone.
Are you gonna make love to a bison in Yellowstone?
They find me on security cameras, balls deep in a bear.
Oh, man. Oh,
Oh, what else else is new, dude? What else has happened in the last 6 months since we've done anything?
Well, I moved into this small town, and me and Hannah were like walking around town exploring one night, and we see this big ass sign in front of the town office, and it says total overdoses for 2021.
Oh my God.
Underneath it says total deaths. We're at 6.
How many overdoses though?
Like 26.
Out of like 40 people in your town.
So honestly, I think this is a good thing. Medicine is amazing.
We're heading in the right direction, people. People are no longer dying. They're just overdosing a lot.
Hey, small town problems, my dude.
Honestly. Yeah, dude. In a small town, there's really fuck all to do. I mean, that's where country songs come from. don't do drugs,
kids. As long as the top number goes up and the bottom number stays there, we're good.
Oh, you gotta keep that ratio strong.
For sure.
But yeah, honestly, in Maryland, there's really fuck all to do.
There's really fuck all to do, dude.
You're 19, so you can't hit the beach bars yet, which is like the best part of it.
I mean, fair.
Because there's like a crap ton of like little like beach bars on the river.
Oh yeah, for sure. Up in Chesapeake City, that little bar. That place is hype. I'm not gonna lie.
I went bar hopping last night.
Yeah,
how'd that go, bud?
Got yelled at by a bartender.
Because...
Yeah, for ordering a fucking shot of ketchup.
Well, let me tell the story, come slut.
Okay.
I will shit in your face tonight.
No, I keep my door locked.
Why?
Because Joe's here.
Because you don't want your one neighbor walking in, because that's how I'd be. Like,
I mean, y'all got anything else to talk about?
No.
I'm kind of out of topics. I didn't prepare anything.
That's true.
What if we wrap her up, bro? Wrap
her up. All right, boys. This has been my probably final podcast in Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Keep it going.
Big things coming.
Check out my OnlyFans.
Check out Tony's OnlyFans.
Medium sized things coming.
Medium to small size.
All right, boys. It's a wrap. Peace. All right.